You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I've spent hours in the last week or so with my friend William, whose son is both mentally ill and drug addicted, and paranoid schizophrenic. And what that illness has done to him is beyond belief. The vast majority of these folks out there in the streets have untreated mental illness. Check this out. It's crazy, man. Untreated psychosis. Schizophrenia, associated with 5 to 25% of homicides and mass murders. Crazy. 10 to 20% of homeless. It's crazy. Nearly half of those with the illness experience arrest. And approximately 4% of the prison population. Wow. Why? We don't treat it. We just say to hell with it. See how that goes. Probably the smartest man in the country and the expert on this topic who I had to reach out to because I saw these numbers. Former Congressman and Dr. Tim Murphy. Good morning, sir. This is unnerving, to say the least, sir, these numbers. Frightening, sir.
That's right. Your listing there, that's just the diagnosis of schizophrenia. Psychosis, even bigger number. Wow. Severe mental illness is even bigger number. And as you and I have had this part of the conversation before, the biggest psychiatric institution in this country are the county jails.
Yes.
And in most county jails, most prisons, those with severe mental illness get no help. And they end up oftentimes being the victims, very frequently the victims of crimes, assaults and robberies, et cetera. And in prisons, the victims there, or it gets in scuffles with prison guards. They end up in solitary confinement, which is the worst place to put someone who's mentally ill. It makes them worse. And what happens, these are expensive. These costs are very high. But a study that we just completed, so I'm the chairman of the board of an organization that's called Schizophrenia Policy Action Network, and on a board of an organization called Schizophrenia and Psychosis Action Alliance. And we commissioned a study that was just released last week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and that the costs are enormous. And as you just alluded to, it's because people are not treated. The total cost in this country, so the data we have is from the year 2024, the total cost was an astounding $366.8 billion.
No!
And so that's for 1.2% of the population.
No!
And it's enormous. And now, anybody who's listening who has a family member with any level of mental illness knows what it does. It disrupts the family. The family is oftentimes in counseling. They may have someone who's now in special education classes because of behavior problems. They may have everything from broken furniture in their house to just the toll it takes on a family. And families spend a lot of money trying to help someone because, quite frankly, they can't get help anywhere else. And so if we break those numbers down, that $366 billion, listen to these numbers. So again, we're talking about 1.2% of the population, a little over 3 million people. that the out-of-pocket expenses for families is in a couple of categories. One, out-of-pocket expense for families may say, okay, I got to pay their insurance, their health insurance. I've got to cover maybe their housing, maybe get an apartment for them, their transportation, whatever that is. That alone is $60.4 billion. Then you have with parents who can't be working or have to cut back on the work hours. And I hear this many times from families. They say, my wife took a part-time job, or I had to reduce my hours, or I couldn't take a promotion because of this. The caregivers got to remain home and work. Now, that means they're now unpaid caregivers doing that work, and that's $104 billion. Then you have other issues like the reduced quality of life for these individuals who have mental illness, and a shorter life expectancy. That's about $88.9 billion.
Hey, Doc, this number's killing me here. $120,000 per person? What?
Yes.
What?
It's about $120,000 per person per year with this. That's what the total cost.
Wow.
So you look at a number of things in there, and you have to count the idea that someone's not being productive. Now, about 15-20% of people with schizophrenia with treatment can do pretty well. I know many, they hold jobs. There's a winery actually in California that the family's son is running the system now. But if you have someone that's untreated and they struggle time and time again, and noting this is a brain disease, the costs are enormous. So it's about $120,000 per person.
But Doc, how can we spend $300+ billion and all these folks are untreated, sir? How's that happen?
Well, it's because they are untreated. So when you bring in, for example, the cost of just the criminal justice system alone, justice system interactions are almost $3 billion. You have Social Security supplemental income and other disability payments that go with that. A person with schizophrenia, about 75% have at least one chronic illness. Half of them have two or more chronic illnesses. And those are costs. You have $9.2 billion for incarceration.
It's unbelievable.
And with that, let me say that some that's not out there. When you talk to police about, they'll say about 10% of their calls are mental health related. It could be a welfare check. It could be someone is struggling and really needs a place to come and interact or take them. And I know other people said, well, why don't we get social workers or other people to handle that? And yeah, in some cases, that's fine. But if the person is already showing signs of extreme paranoia or violence or risk, you have to have police officers there as well. But police also say in some areas, there'd be no room in the hospital. So, and you've encountered this before. So someone may actually wait in an emergency room for days.
7 days.
To find a place.
7 days. Yeah. One woman with her son. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And ER costs are not cheap. So that person.
Okay, we lost him. We're going to take a break and get him back because with the problem, there's got to be a solution. Hang in there, folks. We'll grab him.
Hi, it's Melissa Beneshai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa. I'm thrilled to be partnering with Blue Apron to bring you simple, delicious meals for tired parents with ingredients delivered right to your door, like a beautiful rainbow crunch salad with my miso vinaigrette. They're easy to make, they're loaded with fresh vegetables, and you don't need a subscription to order. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the stuff that happens during these crazy weather. One of my boys, who's a police chief, asking me if I know anyone they can call for. A 78-year-old male, a 78-year-old female, roof leaking. Listen to this: basement pipes broken. No heat since Thursday due to no money for oil. Space heaters all over the house. For those of you who don't give a crap and are tired of weather videos, kiss my, you know what. This is horrible. We got to find someone to get over there. It's dire. It's all good if you're driving up in Cranberry in your little SUV and the roads are clear. But when you're poor and the pipes burst and you got no heat and you have no money, you could die. And then it's not so funny. Dr. Tim Murphy, former congressman. So he laid out this insanely historical problem. Doc, fixable? Manageable? What do we do, sir?
I think a lot of it's fixable. It's going to take some work. Noting when I tried to pass sweeping mental health reforms in 2016, it was signed into law by President Obama, but some valuable parts were stripped out because they said it would cost $1.2 billion a year. Now, compare that with what I said is $366 billion as the cost. So here's what needs to be done. There's a federal cap that's been around since the 1960s. Says a psych hospital can't have more than 16 beds. Get rid of that limit. The same thing the regulation says.
Hold on. Why is that, man?
They did that to save money. They wanted to get rid of the giant institutions. So we said if we close off the Mayviews, the Dixmont, and all the other places, we'll save money. But the people didn't disappear. They're human beings. They need a place to go. So where are they? Many are homeless. Some are home being taken care of by their family. Some are in jail. Some have died since then. They have a much shorter lifespan because of that. So lift that limit. And also, there's 190-day lifetime cap. But people with problems go in and out of hospitals. We need to eliminate that cap.
Hold on. What does that mean, sir?
Well, that means if you go into the hospital, you can only in your entire lifetime be there for 120 days for a psychiatric problem.
What do you mean? Now, if I have cancer for 6 years, I get treated for six years, sir.
Right. And if you're in the hospital, you stay in there as long as you need to be in the hospital. They don't say, I'm sorry, you're out of time. You have to go now. But it is that way with psych costs because of this incredible prejudice to say it should be eliminated. A few of the those caps have to be taken care of. We also need, quite frankly, we need some money in research. They only spend $200 million a year. And to me, that's like trying to bail out a sinking boat with a spoon when you have a $366 billion problem. People need more access to care, and I think there needs to be some mandatory treatment. In some case, a person is really out of control, severe, gravely disabled, and is not aware, because one of the characteristics of this disease, they may not be aware they're ill. We need more physicians in schools to train physicians to know how to handle this. We need schools to be able to identify early on, when is this more than just a behavior problem? Because a lot of times we'll be diagnosed as having attention disorder or just odd. And so they may get special ed. But those could be early signs. Not in all cases, but some cases, early signs of psychosis. And it makes a huge difference if you treat them early.
Hey, Doc.
And one other thing.
I got to raise this issue with you because you are the smartest man in the country regarding this. But you're the only man talking about it, which sucks. I hear no one in Congress, no one in the White House, no one in Harrisburg, no one in the county saying we need to do this. What the hell's that about, sir? Why?
Well, I think in many cases it's
a lack of knowledge.
Wow.
And a lack of will. Because there's not someone in the U.S. Congress right now who is championing this.
There isn't.
Nor do I know of anybody in Harrisburg and the county. We need to do it because it saves money, and it's the most humane thing to do. It saves lives. It saves money. With that, one of the things I'm wondering about, if this state does go to legalize recreational marijuana, the states think, oh, good, we'll have 20 or 30 more million dollars to use as walking around money. But that will quickly disappear when you look at the expenses of the highly increased risk of psychosis for people who use regularly use marijuana. Now, I know that people say, oh, it's a natural thing. It's not a problem. It's not causing this. No, it is. There's lots of studies that say people who use it at least weekly, particularly during the adolescent and young adult years, and now we're seeing it for older folks too, that it does contribute and increasing risk of psychosis by 10 or 12% per year that someone uses it. So money needs to go towards that too. So it's money, it's lifting these caps, it's training people, it's caring. That's what we need to do and understand that this affects all of us. Even if you don't have someone who is this ill, everybody knows of someone, and there's other things there too.
I'm deeply disturbed by this and have to find a way to kind of move this ball beyond just talking about it on a radio show. It's horrible. Man. Thanks, Congressman. We're on it, man. It's amazingly powerful stuff. We got to do something. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Man.
Bye.
I find it amazing that you're only allowed to have 18 beds. I find it horrible. Have you been around someone who is schizophrenic, who quits taking their meds? It's awful. Awful for them. Awful for their family. And you heard what he said? You heard what he said? Cops, 10% of their cases. It's dire, man. You run into people on the street and cops, and every single time they go on a call, they wonder if they're going to have to deal with mental illness. Every single time they go on a domestic, they wonder if they're going to have to deal with mental illness. Every single call. Meantime, we're on the phone right now trying to help this older couple. See, this is the danger of this weather. 78-year-old male, 73-year-old female, roof leaking, no money. Basement pipes broke. No heat since Thursday. They can't pay for oil and space heaters all over the house. Unless they are plugged directly into an outlet, and I promise you they aren't. Incredibly dangerous. Look, whether you want to manage this or not, we're in a bad place with this weather. And the extended process pushes folks already broke into a place where they make choices. No meds, no food, no utilities, blankets, space heaters, just hoping for the best. And I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, who in the world can help these folks? Because now you find those resources and get over there. But that's just one of thousands of people. And then you heard Chad Quinn, Dollar Energy Fund. They've already spent more than $3 million to help folks over last year. And at this pace, an organization set up to help people pay their bills in the winter cannot handle the stress of this. Big favor. take care of your neighbors. Big favor. Take care of the seniors in your community. Big favor. Big favor. As we try to find help for this older couple with no heat and pipes burst and no money to pay for any of it. Very, very, very stressful times. All right, folks.
You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Beneshai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To underline the dangerous circumstances of this weather and to further underline the magnificence of this audience, I got to talk to Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Wow, you've had a hell of a night and day.
I've had a lousy weekend.
Wow. Tell me what happened, my dear. Tell me what's going on right now.
Okay, well, we have oil heat, and my oil ran out on Friday.
Oh.
So we have no heat in the house.
Oh.
I have a brother who just got out of the hospital, who's a veteran, and he is right now being transported to the hospital, so I know he's safe.
Oh, my.
Because they're going to shut my water off, they're going to shut my heat off, and I'm having trouble finding my cats because I have so many different people in the house, and I can't find my one cat.
What happened with your pipes, my dear? What happened?
It burnt, my water pipe burst where the meter, at the meter, not at the, not in the middle where I could actually shut it off.
Oh.
It burnt right at the meter. So I have water all over my basement. But we can't stay here because they're shutting everything off. So.
Oh. What? Also your roof?
Well, my roof is kind of old. My mother put that on a long, long time ago when we first bought the house in 1968.
Yeah.
So we've lived in this house for 58 years. And we've never caused anybody a problem until this weekend.
Where are you? Where are you, my dear?
We're in Ingram.
I see. And the chief says the fire department was there?
Uh-huh.
What'd they say?
The fire department's here because They can't shut the water off because it's running. The water is going into an electrical box, into my electrical box. So they have to shut everything off. So I can't stay. So I am actually trying to get my cat so I can go over to my son and daughter-in-law's. And my brother is going to the hospital, so I know he's safe.
What?
And he's going to get the medication he needs.
I apologize for asking, but what happened with the heating oil? What happened? You just ran out of money?
Well, it's just ran out, and I have no money to pay for it because when you get oil, you have to pay for it up front or they don't deliver. So, and I don't have $847.22 to just give them to get. I just can't do it. I just can't. We're both on Social Security. I just can't do it. So with everything so high and so everything so priced so high and everything, I just can't do it.
What is the temperature like in the house, ma'am?
In my house? Yes, my house is 41 degrees.
No!
It's 41 degrees in here. I have icicles hanging off my clothes back in the basement. It is really cold in here.
All right, so... I didn't call you to kind of embarrass you or to kind of say, oh, this sucks, and then move on.
Right.
Hold on. You got to listen to me for 1 second because this is important to me. We have to help each other here. I have a friend who's an amazing man. I don't know if he wants his company identified yet, so I'll wait. But his name is Tom, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to have Tom call you. He has an insanely successful fire and restoration company, okay?
Okay.
And Tom just texted me because he loves people. He will he'll give you $1,000 to get the oil delivered.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
And if they have, I'm reading this. And if you have water damage due to frozen pipes, they'll set up equipment to dry out what's ever wet. He says, please, if you can, don't let them shut the power off, because once that happens, then you get panel box issues and outside wire issues, and it could cause a whole nother mess. So if there's any way you can get that delayed, please do that, okay?
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'll try. I'll do my best.
Yes, dear.
Not that they're going to listen to me, but I'll try.
Yeah, but tell them you have a guy headed your way to help you out. And
okay.
Dumb question. How the hell are you able to sleep in a house that's 41 degrees?
I have two cats who like to cuddle a lot, and I have four blankets that I put over top of me. But my brother, I put him in his room, and I shut the door, and I put a space heater in there with him so he's warm.
Okay, and here's what bothers me about that. Oftentimes, folks do not plug them directly into an outlet. They use an extension cord. And they melt and cause fires,
right.
You know?
Right.
And I'm guessing you had some of that.
I don't do that.
Huh?
I don't do that.
Okay.
I plug it right into the socket it's supposed to be in.
Okay, so.
I'm not dumb.
No, I didn't say you were. No, ma'am. I would never suggest that. But thousands of fires have happened this way.
So, yes, and I understand that.
All right, my dear. So, how old are you?
I am 72.
Aw. And between the two of you, how much?
73.
And between the two of you, how much you have coming in a month?
Well, we are both on Social Security. I do not get paid to be his caretaker. Just so everybody knows that. I'm not being paid for this.
Aww.
I'm his caretaker, but I used all my savings up taking care of him. But that's okay.
All right.
He's my brother.
That's right.
But we have about $2,500. Well, okay, guys, he gets $1,700 and I get $800.
That's awful.
So
is the water still running, my dear?
It's still running. It's still running. So I'm waiting for everybody to show up because they called the electric company. They called everybody.
It must be running hard, too.
It is because I'm soaked. I went down to try to fix it. My jacket is soaked. My boots are soaked. My head's soaked. And I got to go outside.
All right. Teresa, watch your phone here. I'm going to give your number to Tom, and Tom is going to help you out, okay? Look for that call coming in like in the next 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
Let's get this done. I'm very sorry about what happened.
Oh, it's okay.
No, it isn't.
I'm used to it.
No, you're not.
Well, I haven't. I'm used to it because I haven't had heat in the house for almost 5 years.
Oh.
It was just luckily that I had a friend and her husband who actually... Okay, my electric's off already. Okay. They shut it off outside.
Okay, we'll
wait. I didn't...
All right. So...
They luckily put heat in my... put oil in my... They paid to have oil put in my... So I have a friend that did that for me, and I appreciate that, and I love them dearly.
Yes, dear.
They did it twice for me. So they spent $1,600 putting oil in this house. And I can't bear to ask them to do it again.
Okay, Teresa, wait for that call from Tom, okay?
Okay, thank you. Right, you have a good day.
For those who get annoyed because we keep talking about the weather, kiss my... You know, my mom used to say, if not but for the grace of God, therefore art thou go. In other words, when that's you, man, and it's 40 degrees in your house, and the pipes are broken, and you're living off of $2,500 a month, less than that, we're going to help her, all right? All right. We got to help her. Got to find a way to do this. Get this done. Wow. Awful. We got people on it, though. Folks are texting us and calling, want to help that wonderful woman. We got people who have reached out to her. Horrible, though. So, something happened, to my daughter's car, Subaru. She was on the road and started vibrating. Okay? He called me from the road. He said, turn around, I want to drive it. So she turned around and took it out on the 19. Same thing. Hit about 50, 55 miles an hour. Big time of vibration in the wheels. Okay? Scared her, scared me. We left the car there. She didn't use it. We brought it to Bowser. They fixed it. Fast forward, I got buried in calls all weekend. Same circumstance. With all sorts of cars. My brother, his car, Gary Bowser's car. I'm trying to figure out what this is and what we need to do because it's, I've never heard of it before. And the man at Bowser who knows this stuff, is my man Mike Zero. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Morty?
Brother Mike, what the hell's happening with the cars and the ice and the vibration, sir?
Well, it breaks down. At the end of the day, it's just a tire balance issue. What you're getting is a lot of snow on the backs of the wheels is accumulating back there because the wheels are so cold from being outside that any snow that touches that, it instantly sticks to the back of the wheel.
Oh.
And when you drive it, it's just like if you had your tire that was out of balance. It just gives you that shimmy shake at a certain speed, like you were saying, 50 mile an hour. And the faster you go, it just doesn't go away.
Wow.
You know, there's ways to prevent it. Unfortunately, a lot of options like that aren't available to many people just because, you know, it requires like parking inside is the way to prevent it, because you're not sitting there all night while the car is sitting there and the snow's blowing in there and then it freezes and you get up to go to work the next day and it's vibrating and driving you nuts.
Wow. Hey, Mike, so where on the back of the wheels? What are you talking about?
So, like, if you look in your wheels, you would see, like, your brake caliper and your brake rotor and stuff. It actually accumulates on the back of that wheel. Like, if you look almost where the other side of the wheel, like, not on the tire, but it's hard to describe. But just look in where your brakes, and you would see it in there.
Oh.
It's like it almost, you know, inches thick. And that's where your problem's coming from.
Mike, have you seen this before? Because I haven't, sir.
Well, a lot of times it happens whenever it's, you know, you get a big snow, and obviously we had that, you know, a week ago or so.
Wow.
That's generally when you start seeing it a lot more because people are driving through deeper snow and stuff like that. That's a lot of times it makes it happen more often than anything.
Gary said they had a bunch of cars in one day.
Oh, yeah. I had the day or two after the storm, I had 6 to 8 of them just at one shop here that came in for that.
Wow. What do you do with it, man?
Well, we thaw them out, and, you know, obviously we hose them out just because you're inside and it's easier to use the hose right there. It gets it right out. Unfortunately, not everybody has that option because, you know, you ain't going to do that outside.
Nope.
But that's how we do it. You know, you hose it, you get it thawed out, and then take it for a ride. It's back to normal again.
My man Mike at Bowser, is it safe to drive with that kind of vibration?
Well, it's more of an annoyance thing than anything. However, you know, anything like that, we always recommend you bring it in. Let us check it out just to roll out that you're not having any problems with your suspension, wheel bearings, or tires, anything like that.
So, dumb question. If there's a car wash open, that would do it too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, again, if you had, like, something with high-pressure jets on the side that like, clean out the wheels, yes. But if you're going through one of those car washes with just like the foam a lot of times that won't do it because it's just you're just basically washing the body. You need something with like pressure that's going to go in there and actually blow out that stuff out of the wheel.
It's amazing. Kind of scary too for a young kid. All of a sudden things start to vibrate, right?
Oh yeah, it'll shake you up, believe me. The first time it happened to me, I was like, I definitely am pulling over here, there's no doubt.
And what kind of car do you have?
I drive all Subarus.
Oh wow, same. I love them, they're amazing cars.
Yeah, I'm glad we got you fixed up the other day.
No, you guys are the best. It made me very curious because Gary has a Genesis. My brother has a Volkswagen, one of their SUVs, so it's not to a particular model. It's just a phenomenon from the weather, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It's not specific to any make, model. It can happen to anything. Now, I did notice it happens more to non-steel wheels, like aluminum wheels.
Oh,
I did notice that because I think they have more of an open front to them versus a steel wheel that the snow can't get in as easy.
Patrick, have you seen it on any of your cars?
For some of the Teslas, the issue is with ice buildup in the wheel wells. So very similar.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Vibration.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, it'll shake you for sure. If you've never had it happen before, it'll definitely make you want to pull over see what's going on.
Mike Zero, the man himself. Thanks, brother. You're the best.
Thanks, sir. Take care.
Wow. It's unnerving because you're like, what the hell's going on?
Well, yeah, you get that vibration and rattle and you're like, whoa, something's not right.
Yeah. Wow, ice behind the wheels. Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.